With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. If you're not having snow where you are, you're either very fortunate or it's about to begin. A gigantic storm sweeping across the U.S. all the way from New Mexico to New England, dumping snow, sleet, freezing rain everywhere it's going. Roughly 140 million people under a winter storm watch today. President Trump has approved emergency declarations for at least a dozen states. Two prominent women have launched political campaigns in Minnesota. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Former NFL sideline reporter Michelle Tafoya kicked off her campaign for the U.S. Senate last week. She's seeking the GOP nomination for the Minnesota seat being vacated by retiring Democratic Senator Tina Smith. Tafoya has long been active in the state's Republican politics. Meanwhile, Democratic U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar has filed paperwork to run for governor of Minnesota, positioning herself to succeed Governor Tim Walz, who announced earlier this month that he will not seek a third term. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Arrests have been made in anti-ICE protests disrupting a service at a Minnesota church. DOJ senior advisor Alina Haba says those who want to protest against ICE can do so, but it's got to be under the law.
And when you go into a church where people are worshiping, there's a law against doing things like that. If you'd like to peacefully protest in America, of course we welcome that. If you'd like to call your Senate, call Congress, put your complaint into your representative, that's why we have those individuals. There are ways to peacefully protest, to exercise your First Amendment right to speech. There are laws, though, that cannot be broken.
She spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Top U.S. envoys have met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They want him to push along the Trump-brokered ceasefire deal, but Netanyahu is waiting for the return of at least one final hostage's remains. This is SRN News. The global music industry hit 5.1 trillion streams in 2025, according to a year-end report by Luminate. It's a new single-year record, up 9.6% from 2024. While streams of new music, songs released in the last 18 months, were slightly down from the same time last year, Christian and gospel music defied the trend. The uptick in those genres was led by such acts as Forrest Frank, Brandon Lake, and Elevation Worship. In Luminate's year-end report, Christian and gospel continued to expand in this country. It's been just over a year since Syrian dictator Bashar Assad was driven from power by a coalition of Muslim radicals. Assad provided a measure of protection for Christians in the country, and it's unclear what the future will hold. International Christian Concern says, quote, "The situation and safety of believers in Syria continues to be precarious, although the new government has vowed to foster an inclusive nation that protects all people of various faiths. Thus far, it hasn't." This is SRN News. Toyota says it's known for reliability you can count on, but as Bob Agnew reports, the automaker needs to make a few repairs.
Toyota announced Friday it would recall about 162,000 pickup trucks in the U.S. That's after it was discovered that the vehicle's multimedia displays could compromise driver safety. The recall affects the company's model year 2024 through 2025 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid line of trucks. The company says affected customers are currently being notified. Toyota sold nearly 150,000 Tundra trucks in the U.S. in 2025. Bob Agner reporting.
Sports news, the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike McCarthy have reached a verbal agreement for McCarthy to become the club's next coach. He is a Pittsburgh native, posted a 185-123-2 record along with 18 seasons. 13 with Green Bay, 5 with Dallas. He did win the Super Bowl in 2010 over the Steelers with the Packers. This is SRN News.